Kia ora, Nick. Well, diesel prices are in the news again, and you're saying these are really impacting operators right now. I thought that diesel prices or fuel prices were coming down.
Well, certainly petrol prices have come down, and you're right. Diesel prices were also heading south for a period as well. Though there's been, in the last couple of weeks, obviously, a lot more international pressure because of the world political situation, both in China and India, in terms of refineries not potentially working as quickly there and producing the usual amount of diesel for international markets. But also, of course, we're now the first day of autumn in Europe and the United Kingdom, and those countries are thinking well ahead to what a winter looks like. So by Christmas, it's going to be very cold, and the first 3-4 months of next year will be very cold. And if Russia continue to constrain supply or threaten to constrain supply, they know they need to stockpile other fuels, including diesel. So that's what's beginning to happen. So there's a much tighter supply of diesel. I've seen information this week that suggests it could be 25% less diesel available than usual. And that's why you're seeing it's a classic supply and demand issue. And of course, New Zealand and our industry, the road transport industry, are feeling the impacts of that.
Okay, so what impact will that have on some operators? Do you fear that some of them may not be able to cope or survive if the prices keep going up or the supply is an issue?
Look, we're concerned about the ongoing pressure to transport operators, obviously. And we talked a lot in recent weeks about what those pressures are in reality and the inability of transport operators to pass those costs on to their customers, as you would expect any business should and could. So, you know, the offering for Transport in New Zealand here is really advice around contracts and also having those discussions with customers. Obviously, we've got our cost index as well to allow operators who perhaps haven't tracked their costs and understood what their real costs were in their business, to start doing that now. Of course, we have our fuel schemes as well, which I know you were going to talk to me about, but I think it's really important to say for those operators that don't know or don't have a fuel scheme, get in contact with us on any this or any of the issues I've just mentioned, and find out how good our deals are, because I think you'd be surprised, they're pretty good. And at a time when we need to be saving every dollar we can, being on a fuel scheme, having a discount card as we offer with our N3 card, and also our tyre discounts are really competitive as well. It's worth thinking about that. We've also, in the media that I've done this week, David, we've pitched around the need for the government to be thinking once again about that road user charge discount that they have said ends in January. They also say the fuel excise discount of 25 cents a litre ends in January. We are already now beginning to talk openly and with government around the fact that that RUC discount will probably need to continue. The idea that this volatility that we're seeing in the international oil market, the general volatility that we're seeing in the world, is all going to be over and finished by January, I think is unrealistic. So I think we know that in the survey we did a few weeks back that over 40% of transport operators who answered said that their business had its costs eased by the RUC discount. We know this is worthwhile to many, many operators out there, and we're going to keep pushing.
And it's unlikely that the government will just reintroduce charges or get rid of that discount in January when it's election year as well. That must be a consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Some of the other challenges facing operators right now you can think of?
I think what we're seeing and hearing, and it's nothing new, but we've seen some pretty extreme weather. And we've still got those issues in Northland with State Highway 1 up towards Kaitaia, And, you know, particularly at the northern part of the South Island that we've seen with State Highway 6 and State Highway 63, you know, there's going to be restricted access on those roads potentially for a while to come. And, you know, we're also concerned that there's going to be other, you know, weather rolling in over the next few weeks and months before real fixes can be brought about. So, yeah, it's concerning time for operators in terms of our roading conditions and road maintenance. You know, it's a hard thing to illustrate, but we spend a lot of time talking to both NZTA, Waka Kotahi, and the media to really illustrate these issues. We also talk to local communities and councils about where they've got particular concerns. And as I think I said last week, we also want photographic evidence of where roads are in really bad condition so we can make that case. It always helps with the photograph.
Okay. Just one other point, just circling back again to the fuel, Nick. I was thinking about long-term too and how drivers or businesses might be able to help ease that through fuel efficiency, driving particularly, and perhaps new vehicles as well in the future. Yeah. Are they going to be more fuel efficient?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, you know, the new technology that's coming out for, you know, the existing combustion engine is still, you know, is improving and is more efficient. A number of years ago, ECA, alongside the then Road Transport Forum, developed a fuel efficient driving program, saw pretty significant fuel reductions and therefore emission reductions, but it was never really taken up by the industry. Well, we're looking to dust this off because we know that customers will be asking about this, but also, you know, there's the wider environmental responsibility. And, you know, at times when there are high fuel prices, there are cost drivers as well. So it ticks a number of boxes. So look out over the next sort of 2 or 3 months, and we hope that we might have something a little bit more concrete for you.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks, David.